What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And hour number two. We're still closing the phone lines because I got a lot of stuff to go through. And here is an interesting email from the Podesta release. And by the way, nobody has come forward to say that any of these things are fake. The Clinton campaign's sole response to this is all the fault of the Russians. The Russians are doing this. You don't read these emails or you're a Russian stooge. And we're going to throw the Russian stooges into FEMA camps or whatever it is going to say. So here's the email exchange. It sounds kind of weird. And it begins under the subject line, thanks. That's it. So on Tuesday, February 9th of this year, John Podesta is writing to Steve Elmendorf. And it's a single line in the message, didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. Now, wet works is a euphemism for assassination. And then Elmendorf writes back, I am all in. Sounds like it will be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. And the reason this email is alarming, this email trade about wet work, took place on February 9th. Justice Scalia died on the 12th, just 3 days later, under very suspicious circumstances. His body was embalmed within 24 hours. No autopsy allowed. I think it's time to put Justice Antonin Scalia on the dead bodies list on the basis of this email. So, now then, Jill Stein has waded into the fray and is now, for all intents and purposes, she's just endorsed Donald Trump. And she says it really comes on down to a nuclear war with Russia. If Hillary's elected, she's already said war with Iran, war with Russia. She loves war as long as somebody else is dying in it. It's not going to be her kid. Oh, Chelsea's, you're never going to see Chelsea holding an M16 on the front line anywhere. Oh, no. Chelsea's too precious. She's being groomed to inherit the White House somewhere down the road. We can't risk precious little Chelsea in the war zones. That's what your kids are for. And of course, Donald Trump has made no secret of the fact that as president, his goal will be to restore relations with Russia and China. He wants to be friends with them. He wants to go back to business, trade. Assuming that the U.S. can come up with something that the Russians would want to buy, they certainly don't want our GMO. Now, last week we were talking about this very strange story where there was a man who had been arrested and charged for smuggling arms into Libya. And then all of a sudden, charges were dropped. He's now gone public and saying that he was part of a State Department-approved gun-running operation to Libya and to Syria. And that's why the charges were dropped, because he was going to defend himself by saying this was authorized. Remember I think it was called the Martinez defense during Watergate, where one of the Watergate burglars was judged not guilty because they honestly believed they were working on a sanctioned U.S. government intelligence project. So, alrighty, boy, oh boy, the tantrum people are really pounding on the server very hard today. You can almost smell the fear coming off of these people. I mean, they're bouncing their attacks through servers in Aruba and all the rest of this stuff. They must really be scared out of their minds. Anyway, that's why they let this gun smuggler go, because going to court would have blown the lid off of the fact that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton were sending weapons to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria at the same time you were being told ISIS and al-Qaeda are our enemies in the war on terror. It's horrible. And there's another one of the emails coming on out where Hillary is saying, you know, we have to have two narratives. There's the one for those of us who are doing things and our donors and our friends on Wall Street. And then there's the narrative we have to give to the people to keep them in their place. She's openly admitting we have a secret government. They don't want us to know what they are doing. That's why she would never release the transcripts of her Wall Street speeches, because what she's saying in those speeches is directly opposite of what she's telling you, the voters. Now, Donna Brazile is denying that Hillary Clinton was given the questions ahead of the CNN town hall. So now that it's been officially denied, we know that it is true. And Kathleen Willey is out there. She just released a video to women saying, would you stay with a rapist? Why would you stay with a rapist? Why did Hillary stay with Bill, knowing what he's really, really like? In fact, covering up for him, protecting him. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the political campaign. We're talking about Kathleen Willey, one of Bill Clinton's confirmed sexual assault victims, who is out there saying, what sane woman would stay with a husband who rapes and assaults women on a regular basis? Why would Hillary cover up for that? And Breitbart is reporting that Willey has demanded Hillary Clinton submit to a lie detector test about the campaigns that were waged against the women who were accusing Bill Clinton of sexual assault. And the tactics they were using, they're familiar to any one of us who's stood up to the Clintons over the years. Their pets were killed, the tires on their cars slashed, the late night phone calls coming in and saying, we know where your children are. All right, we're going to grab one phone call real quick. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable. What's on?
Well, I know I'm speaking for all your viewers when I say you were greatly missed the first few days of the week, so glad to
It was one of those things. It happened when it happened. I didn't want to be absent this close to the election, but it was just one of those things we really couldn't change.
Yeah. Mike, this mainstream media is really showing their true colors. First, I heard nothing or saw nothing about the massacre of those five children in western Syria who were killed by the terrorists who were holding eastern Aleppo. Western Aleppo, those who are holding eastern Aleppo hostage. I saw nothing of that story in the mainstream media. And, if it makes a difference, I sent a letter to an email to CNN and the New York Times, and I said, you both represent today's Pravda and Izvestia. That's what you represent in today's modern times. But quickly, I wanted to get your opinion on the debate. I don't know why, you may have mentioned this, I just got back in, was out. I don't know why Trump didn't interrupt or didn't reply to Hillary when she had said she was for a no-fly zone, that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs himself had said, if you declare a no-fly zone, it means war with Russia.
Well, he should have jumped on there, but there were a lot of missed opportunities. He may have been distracted by the fact that he may have thought that Hillary meant a no-fly zone for the fly that lit out on her face during that second debate.
Okay.
And by the way, the fly has been found dead and declared a suicide.
In Marcy Park.
In Fort Marcy Park, yes.
But and also, Hillary herself said in one of those speeches to her friends, the banksters, that a no-fly zone would mean basically a lot of Syrian civilian deaths. So
yes.
She knows what that entails. And then
yeah,
quickly,
but she doesn't care about the civilians. That's not a fact. She hates ordinary people. John Podesta said so. She hates ordinary people. She's one of elites who think the planet would be much better off if 90% of the human race were to vanish tomorrow.
Yeah. And, Mike, did you hear the story or read the story? I saw it in RT about the U.S. Allegedly is going to give free passage to 1,000 of these ISIS guys in Mosul into Syria?
It was 9,000 was the number I heard.
Okay,
and they're
going to
do it.
Correct.
They're going to do it so these ISIS fighters, you know, can join in the fight against Assad in Syria.
Right.
And by the way, the United States does not have Syria's permission to be importing soldiers, you know, into Syria to fight against the government.
Of course not. You know, we've entered, and we've entered it a long time ago, but I'll just say this. We've entered evil empire status, this government. I'm not going to say the country, the government.
Game of Thrones has got nothing on these people.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, that's all I got, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And as long as we're talking about TV shows, I got to tell you, Westworld is my new favorite TV show. The writing is absolutely brilliant. May not be suitable for children, but it's a brilliant show. Anthony Hopkins is just doing an amazing job. Anyway, unsolicited plug there. Getting on back to the news, latest study is showing 1.8 million dead people are still registered to vote. This from the Pew Center. And they probably have not found, even begun to find the true scale of the problem. 24 million registrations are either invalid or inaccurate. Remember, somebody was getting on into these databases and changing registrations so that people who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders showed up at the polling places and were told they couldn't vote. Their registration was invalid. But of course, that was Vladimir Putin who was sabotaging Bernie Sanders to help Hillary Clinton. And then he changed his mind and he's working to support Donald Trump. And that's the story we're getting. Now, this story came out of NPR. And NPR is already setting the stage for the same thing we have seen every other crooked election. They're acknowledging there are all these problems. Dead people are registered to vote. They don't mention the fact that it's been documented somebody's voting in the dead people's name. And basically, NPR's take is there's really no evidence that this is leading to widespread voter fraud. It probably won't mean anything. Because we get that. Every time there's a stolen election in this country, and every time vote fraud is exposed, the corporate media can be counted on to say, well, yeah, there were some irregularities, but trust us, it did not really change the outcome. Which is an absolutely unsupportable statement, because if you find vote fraud going on in an election, you cannot assume you found it all. And we know what assume means. So anybody who undertakes a campaign of election fraud does so to change that outcome. And the fact that some of their machinations may be exposed does not necessarily mean that they have failed to change the outcome. In every other country on earth, if the exit polls differ from the official results by more than 2%, it's considered evidence of election fraud by the United Nations and by the U.S. State Department. During the primaries, the exit polls for Hillary Clinton were 20 percentage points low from what the official results were. That's 10 times the threshold to say that these elections were rigged. No. The voters are lying to the exit pollsters. They didn't want to be seen as sexist or something. It's what we get from the corporate media. You know something? In all my years of voting, I have never actually recognized one of the exit pollsters. I have no idea who they are. They have no idea who I am. I don't care what they think of me. I'm going to tell them what I really voted. There's no I don't have a reason to lie to the exit pollsters. It's nonsense. Complete nonsense. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Daniel in Oklahoma. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I do want to let everyone know, listeners know, there is a protest, November 5th, scheduled, an anonymous protest. It's all over social media. And so I just want to let your listeners know, and if anyone can make it who's in that area, that would be great. And another thing, I'm already starting to see, Pence and Trump throw each other under the bus. You remember in the vice presidential debate,
I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. And you didn't tell us where this anonymous protest is supposed to be held. And by the way, November 5th, that's almost too late to really accomplish much of anything. I mean, right now, this week, these next few days, if we're going to change any voters' minds, it's going to happen in the next week. After that, everybody's mind is going to be made up, and it'll take an earthquake to change.
It's in D.C., by the way.
Okay.
And I know it's close to the election, but I think it's more, it's a protest about everybody's, it's not only, an animal rights protest or a healthy protest against GMO. It's everyone's goals and opinions being broadcasted and shouted out. And
It sounds to me like a lot of noise. I'm sorry, I hate to be this way. It sounds like a lot of wasted noise. I mean, you've heard of the principle of a whipping post, right? You know, that when you're angry and you can't actually get at the people who are making you angry, that you take your anger out, beating on a wooden post. Our government wants us to take out our anger on pointless, useless actions. And that's kind of the way it is. Anyway, listen, we've got to let you go. Got to get back to the news here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Story coming out of John Rappaport reminding us the election can still be rigged because, unfortunately, a large number of votes, 25% of all the votes, are still going through this GEMS electronic voting system, which is already documented as being fraudulent by Bev Harris over at blackboxvoting.org. One of the most revealing things to come out of this is that internally, while the votes are presented to you as whole numbers, because votes are whole numbers, it's either one or zero per voter, but internally they're being given fractional values, and there can be a fractional multiplier that enhances certain votes' final value, which is then rounded off to a whole number. And it's a very, very clever way of rigging the election that gets that avoids those embarrassments where somebody comes out with negative numbers. Now, there's no legitimate reason for vote counts to be expressed as anything but whole numbers inside the software. The fact that it's being handled as fractions tells you it's crooked. Now, getting on back to Project Veritas, another video that they got was of the New York City Democratic Election Commissioner admitting that voters are being bussed around to multiple voting locations so that they can vote over and over and over again, and they can get away with it because New York does not require ID to vote. Everybody knows the election system is crooked. Nobody wants to do anything about it. So, now then, getting into the war zones. An American warship has hit Yemen's radar sites using cruise missiles, supposedly as retaliation for the failed attempt to launch missiles on American warships. Now, Yemen has denied having anything to do with those. It felt like a false flag from the beginning to justify a U.S. invasion. And the U.S. official stance is this is punishment for daring to sort of come close to our ships but not actually damaging them. And yet, if you understand strategic necessity, taking out the enemy's radar sites is the first step to a major invasion. So it looks like the U.S. is tired of waiting for Saudi Arabia to actually accomplish anything, to slap those people of Yemen into accepting their internationally approved U.S. puppet regime. And they're going to have a direct full-on invasion into Yemen. And by the way, the U.S. is now saying that once again, Yemen has fired missiles at our ships that missed and went off course. And thankfully, isn't it great that the Yemen missiles are so poor quality and such lousy, lousy shots. We haven't had a scratch yet. It's a false flag. It's like missiles, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. How many times do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say to the government, I'm sick and tired of you lying to me? Now, Yemen's Houthis are warning the U.S. against further attacks. Iran is sending warships to the coast of Yemen to try and discourage more U.S. attacks on Houthi radar sites. We could be in a full-on shooting war, world war, by the end of the year. That's how serious this is. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the caller who called in earlier did send me the videotape regarding email 3774 where Hillary reveals Saudi Arabia is funding ISIS secretly. And Hillary not only did not say, why are you funding our supposed purported enemies, but of course Hillary went on taking money from Saudi Arabia for her foundation and for her election campaigns. Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest donors to the presidency of Hillary Clinton. And I guess it's things like this that has the Tantrum Squad working so hard to try and keep my website off the air right now. And like I said, the more they do that, the more it sends a message. The Hillary campaign is absolutely terrified out of their minds. They can't control your brain anymore. They can't just open up a little valve in the top of your head and pour their poison in and be believed. Getting on back to the war zones, the U.S. wants to intervene directly with Syria. They don't have a reason to do so. Syria's government has not asked them to come on in. Syria's government does not want the U.S. there, does not want any of the coalition there. Syria's government asked Russia to come on in to deal with all these terrorist groups, which we now know were being backed, supported, and funded by the United States. So there's going to be a false flag. There has to be. There has to be something really horrendous happen that can be blamed on Assad, and it can't be another sarin gas attack because they've gone to that well way too many times. Way too many times. Now, here was one of those moments that you wish you were there to see in person, because the State Department was out there. Spokeslug was out there, you know, Russia's committing war crimes, you know, by dropping bombs that are killing civilians. And to his credit, Associated Press's Matt Lee posed a very simple question. Why is it a war crime for Russia to be bombing civilians in Syria and Saudi Arabia bombing civilians in Yemen is no big deal? And there was this very long, long, long silence. Well, because the civilians in Syria are good, and the civilians in Yemen are bad. That's why we're doing this. Just take our word for it. Now, Seymour Hersh, who's done a lot of really good work, almost all of it ignored by the corporate media, is out there with a new story saying that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was the person who approved the sending of sarin gas from Libya to the Syrian rebels to use on the Syrian people in an attempt to frame Bashar al-Assad. This was Hillary Clinton who did this. Okay, just taking care of a little business here. All right, so this is coming from Seymour Hersh. And finally, there's an article that came out from Investment Watch blog that really kind of says it all. The Clintons, Al Gore, the Bushes are all part of the same crime syndicate, which is what we've been saying all along. We have a narcocracy ruling this country. And there's always been a little bit of corruption from illicit substances, whether it was prohibition. It's called the politics of contraband. And it really took off back in the 1980s with that CIA gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua to aid the Contras against the Sandinistas. And the northern end of that gun and drug running pipeline was in Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. And when the Iran-Contra scandal exploded into the public eye, and George Herbert Walker Bush knew that he could not survive a second term in the White House, he arranged with his CIA media buddies to basically hand the White House off to his partner in crime, the Democratic governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, the one man he knew would keep a lid on the secret. And that was when this unholy alliance was formed between the Bushes and the Clintons to rule as a dynastic duopoly, handing the White House off from Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush to Bush to Clinton. This year's election was supposed to be Jeb Bush against Hillary Clinton. But Jeb Bush cratered, Trump is in, and they're scared out of their mind. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Andrea Mitchell is now making the rounds on the media. You know, say, you really, I mean, Podesta's the victim here. You shouldn't read any of his leaked emails. You're just increasing his suffering. He's the victim here, really. You shouldn't go, I mean, desperation on the cusp of madness on that one. Now, apparently on CNN, when they were dealing with this now discredited story from Jessica Leeds, a Trump supporter happened to mention that not too long ago, a video surfaced from Bill Clinton's campaign aircraft showing him reach up under the skirt of a flight attendant and grab a very delicate part of her anatomy. And she's trying to push his hand away, and she's even pointing at the fact that there's a camera there. And CNN just went ballistic. How can you even, what's wrong with you? I mean, just because you can see Clinton do it doesn't mean it's real. It's not real until we tell you it's real at the CNN. This is CNN, the Clinton News Network. All Clinton, all the time. All right, let's take a phone call. Gary in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, good to talk to you. It's been a while. You mentioned WetWorks a little bit earlier, and I had this reminiscence of a reaction I had during the debate when Hillary was blessing Donald's children. And I just wondered if you might have interpreted that as kind of a veiled threat the same way I did. I looked at it and just kind of creeped me out. What do you think?
Yeah, I did. But we already know that Donald Trump's children's lives have been threatened all during the primary season. They have their own security details now. Trump is learning really, really fast the true nature of the people he's up against. And he's being careful. But yeah, at this point, I mean, we know that Bernie Sanders' family's lives were threatened when he started getting too close to Hillary Clinton. This is the way the Clintons and Bushes play. I mean, like I said, Game of Thrones has got nothing on these people.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't all alone in having that reaction. I'll let you get back to your show. Thanks for addressing.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Now then, ramping up tensions with Russia, and I'm sorry to say this, but I think our future in terms of war is no longer going to be decided with the November election. If Hillary steals the White House, it's going to be all war all the time. If Donald Trump is able to overcome the massive election fraud, and remember, that's what happened with Brexit. They were rigging that election as hard as they could, but they couldn't reverse a landslide by the people. And that's why you need to tell everybody, get on out there and vote for Donald Trump. We need to overcome those who would steal our nation from us. And that includes not just our nation, but our wealth and the lives of our children in these wars. My concern is, and it looks like it's already happening, that the powers that be think Trump is actually going to win. They're going to start the shooting war with Russia and possibly China before he can take office and call it off. So we have this key neocon, Carl Gershman, who's headed the National Endowment for Democracy since 1983 and is saying it's time to summon the will to overthrow Russian President Vladimir Putin, and saying that this 10-year-old murder of a Russian journalist should be the inspiration or the justification, even though he acknowledges there is no evidence Putin had anything to do with it. But we can say he's responsible somehow, and therefore Putin must go. We've got to get rid of him and put somebody into Russia who will return the private central bank to private control the way it's supposed to be. Now, Russia knows the U.S. is getting very, very serious. Russia has ordered all of their officials in other countries to send their families back home. Any relatives they have to go home. They're telling foreign students studying in other countries, you might want to think about coming back here right now. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Sean in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, like everybody else, I'm really worried about this election being stolen.
Yes.
And I wanted to add, because you're the only person that's come out with the best thing I've heard so far. And it's not really getting out there because nobody else is mentioning it. And, you know, they're talking about the Department of Homeland Security coming in to monitor for hacking. But these machines cannot be hacked because they're not connected to the internet, and I think that's one of the most important things people need to be told at this time.
Well, see, here's the thing that we need to point out here. Okay, all during the primaries, the hacking and election fraud was all helping Hillary Clinton. And now all of a sudden they're saying that Russia was behind all of this election hacking and they were helping Hillary Clinton. Now they're against her. That doesn't make any sense. That contradiction alone tells you you're being fed a line of bovine excrement.
Yeah, they're not wanting in there to monitor for hacking. They're wanting in there so they can fix it.
Yeah, you're talking about the Department of Homeland Security is now going
to
be overseeing.
Yeah, they're
going
to go in to make sure that the rigging goes smoothly.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. But again, we need to remember, election fraud can only swing an election a few percentage points one way or the other. It can't reverse a landslide, or everybody's going to know that's what happened, and the election was stolen, and that's when you're courting an armed revolution in this country. I'd like to avoid that. And a reminder, on election day. If you are voting for Donald Trump, dress in red. Red shirt, red scarf, whatever, or even just take some paper tape and put a T on the front of your clothing. Not while you're in the polling area. That would be a violation of election law. But after you voted, after you're out, just put a paper tape T. When people look around and see all the red shirts, all the red jackets, all the paper Ts, they're going to know what their neighborhood did in terms of the election. And if the corporate media comes on back and says, oh, well, you know, Hillary by a landslide, everyone's going to say, no, it wasn't. This was stolen somehow. And it's rather interesting. Donald Trump, when he was out there talking about Hillary Clinton has a potent weapon in the corporate media, he used that phrase, the corporate media. And Fox News is now copying him, saying that, you know, the question is the corporate media. And I've been saying all along, I refuse to call it the mainstream media because the mainstream has shifted over here. Exactly. We're not the alternative media anymore. We're the independent media, and we're now the mainstream. And tacitly, Trump and Fox News have just acknowledged that. They're calling it the corporate media. They're not even saying it's mainstream anymore.
It's the only place that you can get the truth. And, you know, I guess with maybe get as many Rivero's Rangers to get the word out there, call all the radio shows and just keep hammering the point that these things cannot be hacked. So
they can't be hacked over the internet.
It's ridiculous. We don't need the Homeland Security to come in here.
Sean, let's be accurate. The election machines cannot be hacked remotely over the internet. They can
right,
be
it
hacked,
takes somebody,
but it
right.
has to be somebody who's there in the polling place with a memory card or a software update or whatever else is going on. But
exactly.
The idea.
That makes them look even more ridiculous because, you know, they keep saying Russia's doing this. Now they're going to have to convince the people that somehow Russia's flying over here going to every one of the ballots rigging it.
Well, my concern, and a lot of people are concerned, is that if Hillary implodes, and she may, and Trump is able to overcome the election rigging, that Barack Obama may just stand up and say, well, we know this Trump victory was manufactured by the evil Russians, and so we're going to nullify this election, and I will stay on as president during this period where we have to rehold the elections maybe 5 or 10 years down the road.
I can see that. You know, I have a bad feeling that they're just, it doesn't matter. They're not going to let him in there. They're not going to do it.
No, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Whole country, they're not going to let that man take office.
What's going on here right now is we are seeing the U.S. federal government begin to shatter the way the former Soviet Union government did. They've destroyed their credibility with the people. The people don't trust them. We know the elections are crooked. We're seeing the beginning of the end of this federal government. It's going to collapse. And we, the American people, are going to have to take care of each other for the 4 months of chaos that's going to result, out of which we will build a new government in this land that goes back to those original constitutional principles. First and foremost, that power is not to be centralized in Washington, D.C., and no more private central banks. That's going to be my big campaign issue when we start building the new America. No more private central banks. Only the government has the authority to issue the currency. It must be based on value. And if the government has to borrow money during a particular administration, there's a constitutional requirement that it be repaid in full before the end of that administration cycle, or the elected officers become personally liable for that debt. Think about that one for a while. There's fiscal responsibility finally happening.
Mike, I have one more quick question for you, and that is, if they are indeed successful at stealing this thing, at that point, what option do we have to put an end to it? Is it the American people is going to have to uprise and use the Second Amendment after that? Is that our only chance in getting rid of it?
If they remember what John steal it? Remember what John F. Kennedy used to say, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I'm absolutely opposed to that happening. But at this point, I can't see any way to stop it. I don't see any way to stop it. If they steal this election and give it to Hillary Clinton, I think we're going to start seeing violence in the streets of America. And it's not going to be this manufactured Black Lives Matter staged riots. It's going to be the American people basically going after anybody who represents the government in any form. Certainly, there's going to be a lot of violence against police officers after all the violence they've been doing to the American people. The civil forfeiture laws, The rest of that, probably people go down to the airport, grab some of those TSA goons, and give them a good coating of tar and feathers.
So, in essence, that's the only thing that's going to remove it if it's stolen.
Well, unless you want to spend the rest of your life on your knees as slaves to Hillary and her people.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. If she steals it, the only thing to get her out of there at that point is something like that. There is no taking it to court and proving election fraud. That's gone, right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, the country that we all thought we lived in, unfortunately, is long gone. Okay.
I mean, Putin's pretty much saying, telling America, you know, either vote, get Trump in there, or there's going to be nuclear war. And
well, he's
absolutely
right.
I see that.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're just the same situation we were in 1907 and 1929. The bankers and the government have broken the economy hopelessly, and they either need a war to revive it, which means force more borrowing from the private central banks, or at least to have something to blame it on. And it's not our fault that you're all starving and hungry. It's the evil Russians. They did it. The Chinese are the cause of your poverty because they make good products at lower price than we can here in America. How dare they do that? Okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to switch over to Mark in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? I guess we lost him. Fran in Washington State. Aloha, Fran. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
What is that Nui Nui part?
It means more. Aloha,
oh.
Nui means more, love, whatever. Nui Nui
cool.
Is simply you pile it on more. The leaders in Hawaii are called the Ali'i. The leaders above them are the Ali'i Nui, and then the king of all the Hawaiian Islands is the Ali'i Nui Nui.
Okay. By the way, before I get started, I wanted to tell you that I saw Auntie Pia.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Auntie Pia went to No Dapple and was standing with the Standing Rock Sioux.
Yes.
It was wonderful. She's a beautiful woman. Anyway, I wanted to say, in response to the other caller that was talking about the machines can't be hacked, they're not on the Internet. Well, years ago, I saw court testimony by a software engineer.
Yes.
He was under oath. And he said that he was caused by Diebold to write material into the program to hack things. And it was not, you couldn't see it. You couldn't notice it. It was invisible. And that came out during his testimony in court. And I saw the video. I don't know. It must be around there somewhere.
Yeah, I just found it again here on YouTube, and yeah, it was a court case, and basically this programmer, Eugene Curtis, testified that he was ordered to write code to allow these electronic voting machines to change the outcome of the election. They are incredibly crooked. You need to see that documentary, Hacking Democracy. That was on HBO, and it's still all over the net. You need to find that. You need to share it with everybody that you know. Those electronic machines are designed to steal elections, and they're very, very good at it. Frankly, we need to take sledgehammers to those darn things. And like I said, I've got a way to guarantee honest elections in this country. And that is, first of all, you've got to reinstate the voter ID laws so that only legal citizens may vote, and they may only vote one time. And that everybody votes in their home precinct, and the votes are counted there at the end of the day in front of everybody who cares to stick around to watch. And the totals are posted right there for people to write down and copy and take with them. And then when those results are totaled together, the local newspapers will put the total results for the county or the city and all those precinct lists And then when the state does their totals, the city totals are all posted. So every single American can follow their immediate precinct where they know there was an honest count of the election all the way up the chain to the national totals. That's how you guarantee the accuracy of the vote, or at least go a long way to improving it.
And by
the
way,
squad just came back. I must be doing something right if they're attacking me this hard.
Okay. And by the way, before I log shut down, we missed you an awful lot, and we're really glad you're back.
Well, I'm getting that from a lot of people here, but you know, at the same time, I did need a few days away because this is like a 12, 14-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week, yeah. And you know, I'm getting to be an old guy.
Well, we love you. Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, apparently Mark in Oregon... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. And Mark from Oregon is back. We're going to take his phone call. And one more from Steve in California after these words from our sponsor.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go to Mark in, I forget what city that was. Mark, what did you have on your mind?
Yes, Mike, it's in Oregon.
It's in Oregon, okay.
I got cut off just as you were pushing the button to get me on. I've mentioned to you for a while now that the closeness of the polls is just basically plausible deniability of a steal.
And well, for the corporate media polls, that's certainly true, but we've caught them oversampling Democrats, oversampling women. They're manufacturing the numbers to be able to go on out there and say, oh, yes, Hillary's winning, Hillary's ahead, Hillary's doing really good. And yet every single poll not connected with the corporate media has Trump winning by a landslide.
That's right. My solution would be simply that Donald Trump would pay to have at least one independent poll done that he sets up and to counteract the crooked polls, because as you mentioned before, it's a staggering amount that he's ahead, and I think this needs to be demonstrated to the American people, and I think that really exposes the effort that they're going to put forth to steal the election and do it successfully if these polls are not disputed. So it's really up to Donald Trump. He's the only one that can do this on his own behalf, and of course in a larger, much larger sense, our behalf, that he would be the president, to actually expose the falsity of the polls by setting up his own polls. What do you think?
Well, if he sets up his own polls, Hillary's campaign is simply going to say, well, he's buying the poll results that he wants. So I think Trump needs to rely on the polls being run by the independent media. And apparently, okay, we've got all kinds of, they must really be scared.
They don't like Hillary's this idea.
Hillary's hackers are, I've never seen an attack this intense, and it's just amazing what they're trying to do here. Okay, anyway, I didn't mean to be distracted. You know, the good news is, of course, is that all this added traffic coming into my website from Hillary's people is actually driving up my ad revenues. Shh, don't tell them. They might actually stop.
Mike, I really think that the polls need to be exposed. If they're not, Trump's going to lose the election. They're going to steal it. It's just that simple.
Well, they're going to steal it, but the problem is we're all going to know it was stolen. And
they'll
that's
still
really...
steal it. They'll still steal it and install her in the White
House.
Yeah,
and but they're risking, they're risking riots in the streets is what they're doing.
Well, to stop from going there, I still believe the polls can be exposed by some legitimate polls set up by Donald Trump.
We do it all the time. No, we don't. Trump doesn't need to do it. We run polls all the time on our website. Drudge is running polls. All of these, station affiliates that aren't particularly loyal to the network are running these polls. There are literally dozens and dozens of polls run by organizations that are not connected to the corporate media or the Clinton machine.
How do they give exposure past the bought media and the bought polls? That's the question.
They get exposure on the websites. They get exposure on the independent media. And remember, we've got a larger audience than the corporate media.
True.
They're all coming here now. All right, we got to take a break here.
God
Thank
bless.
You very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.